Scott Schnee dictating a 1280 kg on Christopher Bridges. On 11-1-23, Mr. Bridges performed a 1280 kg period. Patients in a normal sinus rhythm period, there's a left axis deviation period. There's poor R wave progression across the precordium, which is consistent with an old anterior wall myocardial infarction period. There is an intraventricular conduction delay period and paragraph impression, markedly abnormal EKG. Clinical correlation is required. Next, 6-minute walk test on Mark Falk, FAULK. This goes to Dr. Newsom on 11-1-23. Mr. Falk performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96% period. The patient achieved 466 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation was 96% period. And paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Tai on 11-1-23. Mrs. Brown performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97% period. The patient walked 421 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 89% period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Beth Zapola, Z-A-P-O-L-A. This goes to Dr. Holt. On 11-1-23, Mrs. Zapola performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 4-19-23. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sue Taylor. This goes to Katie Johnson, comma, PA. On 11-1-23, Mrs. Taylor performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was reversibility of the airways obstruction with residual minimal restrictive lung disease, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-11-23, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, minimal restriction, and minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Say, S-E-A-Y. This goes to the VA. On 11-1-23, Mr. Say performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. With a moderate degree of airways obstruction period, the air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-21-23, there's been a further reduction of forced vital capacity, period. A paragraph impression, moderate restriction with minimal airways obstruction showing no significant change, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11-1-23, Mr. Green performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-16-23, there's been no significant change, period, and paragraph impression, normal study, period. Thank you.